Jane, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Mary Beth, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. This was a tough interview, obviously.
Obviously, a very distraught mother of the 14-year-old. She told us that he was her only child and told us what happened as far as she knows on Monday night. She said she left the house in Cherry Hill about 11:30 for a very short visit to a friend. And when she came back, she said when he left, he was when she left, Najee was on the sofa watching TV. And when she came back, he wasn't downstairs, and she went upstairs to discover him on top of her bed, and he had been shot in the head.
So she found him.
Yes, that's correct. And you know, the police investigation, they describe it as a wide open investigation. They have no suspects, no persons of interest, no motive. They are looking at all aspects of his background, his family's background. They live in a relatively stable neighborhood in Cherry Hill, and homeowners on the block. It's a pretty quiet neighborhood, and they're very interested in hearing from anyone who may have seen anything in that neighborhood, obviously, on Monday night and early Tuesday morning when this happened. According to the mother, this would have happened sometime between 11:30 p.m. Monday night and about 1 a.m. on Tuesday.
Yes, she found him after 1 in the morning, but she has her own theories, does she not?
She believes that he's not a target, and the police say there's no evidence that he's a target either, but that the house may have been targeted for some reason, and that he obviously got caught in the middle, that perhaps the gunman didn't even know, or the person who wanted to get in the house didn't even know he was going to be there. So a long way to go on the investigation. You talked about the interesting, you know, this is Smaltimore, as we call it, so the 6 degrees of separation.
I was surprised when you tweeted it.
Yeah, it turns out that Najee's father is a rather notorious character, pretty well known from about 10 years ago. His name is Ronnie Thomas, or Rodney, and Sonny Suge, as he was known in the video, the notorious Stop Snitching video that if you've been around Baltimore for a while, you remember all of the you know, furor over that when it was released on the street. And the whole intent of it was, as its name implies, was to discourage people from being witnesses and cooperating as witnesses with in drug investigations. But Thomas, the murder victim's father, was sentenced to almost 20 years in federal prison in 2010 after being convicted in a very large gang-related drug case. As were other characters that were featured in that video. So, I mean, they were convicted of different crimes. You know, is it connected? Who knows? I mean, this is, as I said, the police investigation, they describe it as a wide-open investigation, and they're leaving no stone uncovered.
I seem to recall, and maybe it's taken another turn, but that they were trying to question his mother's boyfriend. Is that?
According to the according to the mother, and again, we want to make very clear that there are no named suspects and there are no persons of interest named. So there's no one in custody. And but according to the mother, her boyfriend did stay at the house sometimes. He is an individual who has had a bit of a drug history and was convicted not too long ago, according to court records. So obviously all of this will be considered by investigators as they just it's an unusual case in the sense that this happened inside a home, inside the teenager's own home. And ironically, his mother says that when she went out the door to run over to visit a friend, he said to her, "Hey, can I go with you?" And she said, "You know, you got school tomorrow, you got a doctor's appointment, so, you know, obviously just stay here."
Yeah.
And he was also doing his laundry at that time for school the next day. So, you know, I mean, she was very, very distraught, obviously, when we spoke to her.
Yeah, and I know we'll hear more of your report tonight at 5, 6, and 11. And Jay Miller, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Did you know Longfence, the area's largest fence company?